Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 220. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Got four guys on the show, so we're going to bring at least four apps, I guess, this show. The whole goal is to bring some apps that maybe you guys have never heard of before and then you can enjoy in your life. We're here to better your lives. And the sooner you guys realize that, the sooner we'll all get together. I mean, get along better. I have to edit that out. Anyway, let me introduce the co-hosts and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Another exciting, fun-filled week of power outages this week.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
What's it, snowing up there?
No, just storming like crazy, thundering like crazy, lightning like crazy, and unbelievably ballistically humid hot.
Wow.
And it's not even August.
You have a hurricane coming your way, don't you?
I don't know.
Weather apps, who needs them?
Come to Florida. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
I'm looking forward to the three-day weekend, I think. A lot of things going on, crazy stuff, and I just need a little time to decompress.
Yeah, I hear you. I hope that happens for you. Oh, glad you're on with us.
Thanks.
Also, we have a special guest on today, host of Podnuts Daily on the Podnuts Network, Jeff Halish. What's going on, Jeff?
Oh, everything good. Just excited to be here and share some Android apps. And I've been on vacation all week, so it's been pretty nice for me.
Sounds nice. Did you do anything special?
No. Well, I had a 25-year anniversary, so I guess that was special.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that is special. That is, I think if I, like, for a vacation for me, I would just sit around and eat a box of honeycomb. That would be like a vacation for me.
Each day?
No, one day. I'd be too sick the next day to eat anymore. But they have these twisted marshmallows in them now. And I used to never buy honeycomb. What? I used to never buy cereal. But every time I go to the supermarket now and I see that box, I got to pick it up.
What do you mean twisted marshmallows?
Can't wait. They're like these little marshmallows with like twisted brown swirls of brown swirls. I don't know what brown is supposed to signify, but yeah, I don't know.
Hey, do you think they had two separate machines making the honeycombs? Because you get like half of the box, well, three quarters of the box are kind of browner and not really full of buttery honey goodness. And then every now and then you'll get them special ones that are just so sweet and big and fluffy. Do you think they come out of two different machines, or do you think the same machine is producing?
Do you eat them one by one?
I pick out all them good ones first, and then I'll go back for the stragglers.
Dude, I ate half a box. I didn't even notice that yet.
What? Dwarfs, you got me, man.
I,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know exactly. Yes, man, those honeycombs, so weird. No, but I will say, I just think if anything, it's probably a lack of high, what's it called? Quality checking.
Corn syrup.
Oh, where it's just, you know, hey, we got some good ones. Hey, we got some bad ones. Did they average out? Put them in the box.
Yeah. It's not a lack of high fructose corn syrup.
Like that's, they're actually checking not those things, right?
Yeah, right. If anybody works at the honeycomb factory, please email us and clear this up. This is an issue we have
Steve at smdcomputers.com.
All right, why don't you start us off with some apps this week, and then we'll do Jeff and then Eric.
Okay.
Since that's the order of in the Google Hangout of the heads at the bottom of my screen, so I'm just following the order. I'm doing what Google says.
We all just do what Google says. Okay, this first app requires the joining of a beta group in order to make the app useful. This is different because sometimes you can't even see the app in the App Store, but this time everyone should be able to at least see the app in the App Store. You can download it, you can install it, but it ain't going to work unless you join their beta testers group. We had on a couple weeks ago, Frederick from AdSy. AdSy was, I look at it as, in the most layman terms, a quick single like poster builder type website, like a flyer type website you can make that is mobile accessible, very mobile accessible. This is like that, but completely opposite. This is called Ready Beta. I believe it's R-H-E-T-I Beta. This is a app builder on your phone that's much closer to being like the MIT App Inventor, where you literally can build an app, single page app, multi-tabbed app, You can literally build code components together and predefine code snippets, like a Facebook login. If you want a Facebook login in your app, it's literally like dragging the Facebook logon puzzle piece into your app. When you first load the app, it's very easy to join the group. Okay. Once you load the app, though, it leads you through a first time tutorial on how to build an app. And there's plenty of templates you can also download. One of them is a YouTube, my YouTube channel app. So hypothetically, I could make a door-to-door geek app, download the template, change one or two snippets, up and compile it, and I'm done. And I have a genuine Android installable door-to-door geek YouTube app where people can watch my channel, thumbs up videos, thumb downs videos, comments on videos, and share videos. That's just one type of app, too.
You know what? The barrier to entry for so many things is just getting lower and lower and lower. We had InstaRadio on last week. Barrier of entry to broadcasting. Bam. Destroyed. Got this on now. Barrier of entry to making apps. Super low. This is like, the world is becoming easier thanks to these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super quick. I'll compare this to a thing I heard, and it's deep, but here's the gist of it. You take a human from today, you take a human from 500 years ago. A human today is not any more smart than that human from 500 years ago. The difference is all of our surroundings have changed and we're accustomed to certain things and we have the time and ability to learn other things. We don't have to learn how to podcast. We can use InstaRadio. We don't have to learn Java. We can use Ready. We don't have to know how to make music and know note sequences and chords and everything else. We can use an app for that. It really
we have
is
dubstep
becoming,
balls.
Oh yeah, except for that. It really is becoming a frictionless world to create things. Benefits and cons to each. I just like to see what kind of things we can see come out of it.
Yeah, I think it's very cool. So how does this compare to AdC? This makes an APK.
This makes a genuine shareable APK that I believe you can build an APK and even submit it to Google Play as a genuine downloadable app. Here's the difference. With AdC, it's available on any mobile platform. With Ready, from everything I gather, it's only an Android installable app, APK. So there's pluses and minuses there. You can get pretty deep into the programming side of this app if you want to, where you can make your own custom templates, custom modules, and custom code snippets. So this barrier of entry is very low, but the depth you can take it is actually kind of deep. Or you can just borrow everyone else's stuff.
Very cool. What do you guys think about this?
I got a friend who's a YouTuber, and I don't have to log in with his credentials to make it. Could I make him an app, you think? And just give it to him? Say, hey, here's an app for your channel, dude.
For the YouTube app creation, it wants your channel ID, which is basically a string of letters and numbers. You might have to send him a page with the steps of how to get that unique ID, but then you just get that ID, put it in the app, and you can send it to him.
Cool.
Wow. Very cool. Jeff, what do you think?
That's way over my head.
This app?
No, it looks pretty cool. It looks like there's a lot of things you can do with it. You know, I just remember, things like Tasker and stuff like that. There were, you were supposed to be able to do easy tasks on your phone. And it wasn't very easy to do when it got right down to it.
Well, I'll say this. If you ever listen to me talk about Tasker, I never said it was easy. Hence, I never used it.
I want to see a Jeff Hallish app.
All right. So first app we got here. I'm going to go.
I meant using Ready.
Oh, with Ready.
Wait, your turn, man.
like a pretty picture of me on there? No.
Since you broke the seal on your app, go ahead. Go for it.
All right. Now I'm going back to some, probably some older school apps, but these are a lot of apps that I actually use and I've used for a long time. way back since my HTC Evo. When I got my Samsung Galaxy S3, this was an app that came up, and it's called Easy Profiles. And the reason I needed this app was you can set different profiles for when your ringer shuts off, when your Wi-Fi turns off. And if you root your phone, you can actually shut your GPS off and shut your mobile data off and all that stuff automatically. And I like it because at a certain time when I'm going, when I go to bed after work every night, my shift changes all the time. I can take this app and just adjust it a little bit and say, okay, it goes into night mode at, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is. So I'm not having to remember because my phone sits next to my nightstand all the time. The other thing that's cool is you can take these things and I can whitelist like my parents or my kids so that they will ring through no matter what, even if everything is shut off.
Wow.
So I like that ability. The other thing that's kind of neat too, is I have it set up. So if I get in my car, you can do it by location base. So I have my home location by the GP or by the mobile towers, and I have my work location. So when I get in my car and start going to work and I get right into work, when I get in the parking lot, it automatically turns my work settings on because my data is so bad at work that it just sucks my battery down quick. So I have it make all these adjustments so I don't have to remember every day, oh, shut the Wi-Fi off, shut this off, turn that off, turn the brightness down, all that kind of stuff. I have it set up where it does it automatically on a daily basis depending on what my schedule is. And it's very,
so it does it based on time or location, or you can choose both?
You can choose both. And I've got all it set right. up for both. I've got two locations set up. So whenever I come back into my home, it turns my Wi-Fi back on and all that kind of stuff. So I don't have to remember no matter what mode I'm in. It just works. So I've used this for a long time, and it can be a little bit little daunting to get set up originally. But if you kind of look at it, they've got a preliminary one set up. You can look at it and kind of see what they've done, and then you just tweak different things to it. Yeah, this is one of my favorite apps. I use it all the time.
Wow. It looks great.
So you found this easier than Tasker then to set, because it does a lot of the things I would think Tasker would do, right?
Right. I guess the difference with, I bought Tasker, just so you know. And I tried to, download some of the files and stuff to make my phone do different things, and it was too complicated. This just does it, and it's a very easy to read and easy to understand format, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tasker made my head hurt. you can change profiles on a lot of other things too. Time, weekday, Bluetooth connectivity, emotion of the phone, Bluetooth, battery level, a calendar entry, mm-hmm. NFC. So that's what I think is a key to these kind of apps, is what can trigger a profile change. And the more of them that you have available, the more likely it's going to meet your given needs.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of triggers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just reading the description now. This is really cool, man. It's like a $5 app. It's Easy Profiles Pro.
Well, yeah, put the link to the free trial in the notes.
It's a 2-week.
Yeah, and that's what I originally did. Go ahead and try the 2-week trial out and just, kind of play with it within that 2-week period and see if it's going to do what you want it to do. And then if it does, it was worth it for me to pay $5 to not have to remember to shut my ringer off when I'm going to bed.
So I could blacklist Door and whitelist Eric.
Exactly.
All right. Cool.
Now, the only thing I haven't...
$5 from Google Hangouts.
Well, the only thing I haven't figured out is how to shut the stupid Voxer off.
The stupid Voxer.
Are you serious? That's the only reason I would get this app.
No, it probably does it. I never had a problem with Voxer until I started Voxing with you guys, and then yeah. Weird hours of the night, sometimes I hear the stupid little chime. Like, what is that?
Did you ever get a Vox in public? You immediately can tell who the cool people are because they reach their yep. pocket.
Oh, yep. I've never met anybody else who even knows what Voxer is. I didn't know yeah, they know any keywords.
Yeah, I was in Six Flags Largo, Maryland a couple weeks ago, my phone went blip, blip. And I pulled up my phone and somebody said, Voxer, yeah, man, and gave me a high-five. And my wife just looked at me and said, you're a nerd.
Yes.
Dude. She's jealous. Yeah, I am jealous too.
Yeah, I just shrugged my shoulder like, duh.
I gave up explaining it. I don't even try. I'm like, just text me, I guess. I did get an audio text today. Have you guys gotten those before? It was like a .amr file that just immediately started playing stuff when I opened it up.
No.
That's the first time I've ever had that.
Those Voxer copiers. Audio text. Wow.
Yeah. I texted back to the guy. I'm like, that's really cool, man. Good job. I was hoping he would give me a heads up on maybe how to do that myself, but
Did you know him?
Yeah. I'll find out tomorrow. He's like, can you forward this to Bill? I'm like, I messed around and I couldn't do it.
When I start a new text message, I go to the paperclip, record audio.
Yeah.
This was a pre-recorded advertisement for an event that he's sponsoring. So I don't know.
He attached an MP3 or something.
Yeah. Or it was an AMR, whatever that is.
I'm not sure. I never heard of it.
Audio mobile response.
Recording?
Recording.
Could be. Very cool, man. Great app, Jeff. I likes it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I might definitely check it out. I might definitely do
it. That must mean he really likes it, Jeff.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Eric, what do you got today?
I got one you might also want to maybe check out.
Might definitely.
Yeah, this one, this is a downer. I've been doing that now lately. I was looking on the spreadsheet and I've been thumbs down on some apps, and this is one. Podcast One, Best 200 Podcasts is the name of this app. It looks like it might be good, but none of the 200 are anything that anybody would really want to listen to that I can tell. I heard about this one on the No Agenda show. They brought an app, and it's a thing to do, I guess. Now, if you get a podcast,
I guess No Agenda's in the top 200.
No, they're not on there either.
No, I'm gonna guess people.
Door, you went mute. Oh, what'd you say?
I'm gonna guess people literally paid to get on this app.
Well, Snooki is always number one or two in every category. I don't know if that means anything. Does she have a lot of money?
Speaking Greek to me.
I don't know. Snooki hasn't been popular for a while, I didn't think.
Yeah, right. She's like the top one of comedy. It wouldn't be like Mark Maron or anything like that. It'd be Snooki. So, yeah, this is
Snooki has a podcast? I didn't even know that.
I didn't either. See, it's a great discovery app.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll hear that one.
Honey Badger, Dr. Drew, After Buzz TV.
I started listening to the Chong and Chong show. Which is Cheech, is not Cheech, but Tommy Chong and some other Chong, I guess. I listened to a little bit of that, and I checked out, one other one. That was enough. I did a search for all the shows that I might actually listen to, and none of them showed up. So
the main downer is this, is that the list is just not good stuff.
Yeah. And
gotcha.
And I don't know if you guys ever noticed that maybe like technology podcasts. Have you ever heard one of those before? Oh. There's not even a technology category in this app.
Oh man!
Yeah, see, this is all.
That's why podcasts were invented.
Huh?
That's why podcasts were invented.
Yeah.
See, this is complete marketing. On their front page, I see Pawn Stars, horrible TV show. I see Adam Carolla, who hasn't been popular for like a decade, it seems like. Loveline, which has been popular for like 15 years. Dennis Miller, a guy who was funny 20 years ago. Face the Nation. Face the Nation. 60 Minutes. Okay. This is definitely a down. Good call, Eric.
Yeah. And I don't know if about you. You're looking at it on the computer?
No, I'm not. Yeah. Podcast1.com.
The web page did not refresh correctly for me when I scrolled up and down. It was like all jiggity on the sides. They don't even have that right. So,
man, these are some bad shows. Oh,
but I was using Chrome, and I'm sure an app like this was probably tested well in IE 8 or 11, whatever they're at.
IE 8.
That's a shame, man.
So this is like this is like an app for your average public then. So as soon as Oprah Winfrey signs off on this, it'll become the cool thing.
The podcast app that everybody else will have installed. Yeah, probably.
It's true.
Like, oh, so this is what you were talking about, Eric?
Podcasting is so cool.
I can't stop listening to these things. I wish they had 204. It's only 200, though.
I'll tell you what. If anybody from Podcast One is listening, if you include us in the list, preferably high, we'll change it to a thumbs up. No questions asked.
Throw one of our banner ads on the side, too, if you would.
This is good, Eric. I'm glad you brought it. We have to have the good and the bad. It can't be all good. And this is you're scouring the market and this helps people.
I know we've got a lot of listeners always waiting for the next podcast app, and they like hearing about different ones.
And I will say, I'm a sucker for podcast discovery because there's no good mechanics out there to really find it except listening to podcasts and hearing guests or them talk about other podcasts. So this, unfortunately, might be something that someone stumbles across looking for good content, and they're not going to find good content.
Yeah. And Eric, because I'm curious, too, of how Dogcatcher, Beyond Pod, Podcast Addict, where they get their rankings from. And I thought you knew, Eric. Didn't you talk with the developer? And where do they get these Podcatcher apps? Where do they get their apps from?
I was talking with Podcast Addict, and he said for us to move up, we would have to have his is based on downloads. We would have had to have a lot more downloads to get up higher. But he did have a featured section where he would have his own company's taste or opinion on these would be the featured ones that he would like to share. But as far as rankings, it's mechanical. That was.
Gotcha. Interesting. It was not like they all grab iTunes and just start from that.
I would assume some do. Okay. His, I don't believe, did.
Gotcha. Interesting. I was just curious about
that. And KeysCast, I'm not sure where... how they did it, but I miss that app just for that reason.
I don't know. I don't care. I'm just happy we were in there. Cool. Anybody have anything more on this one?
Great idea. A needed niche. A niche that needs to be filled badly. Such poor execution.
And you can't add any other podcasts or any other RSS feeds or anything through here?
I'm sure you can if you send them a check.
Yeah, no, it's not like your regular podcast catcher where you just add in a feed.
Does it download the podcast or does it just stream?
It streamed the Chong and Chong show that I was listening to.
Okay. Because it said subscribe, so I would think that you would.
You can. Yep, I didn't, but I just streamed it to check it out.
And well, if you subscribe, does it download it?
I would assume it did. It does. That would have to, wouldn't it?
No, not necessarily.
Just so you
would just put it in your playlist or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I didn't go that far.
We're not on it.
I know. I've got three podcasts I search for as a litmus test to check their search engine.
Let me guess. Android App Addicts.
Yeah.
No Agenda.
Yeah.
And the Mark Maron show.
Not Mark Maron. It's Nobody Likes Onions. Those are my three.
Nobody likes onions. I've never heard of this before.
If it catches all three of them, I consider it a plus.
Everybody has their yardstick, their standard. I have an app.
Yay.
Yeah. Have you guys, are you guys watching the World Cup?
Oh, wait, you're seriously asking that question?
I did not expect that response from you guys. Jeez. Just big gales of laughter. I haven't been either, but I did want to see the U.S. play their final game, or it turned out to be their final game, but it might not have been their final game. They're going to get eliminated if they didn't win. So I wanted to watch that game. And I don't have, you know, I'm a cable cutter, cord cutter. I don't have cable. I don't have any stations. ESPN, no, not here. So I had options. I could either get it on, like, go on a Linux box and watch it on a shady channel where you get 7 billion pop-up ads, and it's not really legal anyway. I'm like, nah, I won't do that. So I went to a bar, World of Beers. There was no place to sit, so I went to the Mellow Mushroom. And I sat in a booth because there's so many people jammed at the bar watching this. I couldn't even sit at the bar. So I'm sitting in a booth all by myself and I'm watching the World Cup, and the first half ends and it was kind of boring and I felt like leaving. So I went to leave and I found a spot next to the bar, watched some of the game there, and it got very exciting, very exciting. And then Belgium scored a goal. So they were up by one, right at the almost at the very end of the game. Then Belgium scored another goal. They were up by two. I said, forget it. And I left. And then I went home and I looked on my phone in Google, and I was like, it was like half an hour later. I'm like, let me just check and see if the U.S., you know, caught back up. And the U.S. scored one goal. So they're only down by one and there was minutes left in the game. And I'm like, I got to watch the rest of this game. I'm at home. If I go back to the bar, I wouldn't have enough time to make it. So I just got on my phone and I started looking for an app. And there is an app if anybody wants to watch the World Cup. There's an app called Univision Deport, Deports. I think that's how you say it. It's in Spanish, this app. And it's from Univision Communications. I don't have the link, but you guys could, if you want to punch it in, because sure. I'm just looking at it on my phone. Sorry. Yeah. And yes, that's the one. Anyway, you install this and you could watch live streaming the World Cup. It wasn't really good. Streaming quality for me anyway, and I was on a Wi-Fi network. It was very choppy on my phone, but I think I could have even lowered the quality and it made it a little smoother. But I got it installed, I fired it up, and I literally watched the last 10 seconds of the game and the U.S. lose. So it did allow me to do that. I mean, I know it works, but after that happened, I just uninstalled it out of frustration. So I don't know how good it is in general, but you know, it helped me get the job done. And it actually looks like a pretty polished app. It shows all the standings of all the teams, stats, all kinds of cool stuff. I mean, it looks really good. I didn't get a chance to punch around in it too much and do too much. But from what I've used, it worked. So I thought that was cool. Yeah. And I was able to watch it legally through this app. It's in Spanish, the announcers. But, you know, just if you don't understand it, just mute it. And ESPN is actually streaming on their website live audio feeds of the World Cup.
Right.
So you could watch the video on this and then listen to the audio on ESPN if you want.
Okay, while this anyway,
it was fun.
Spanish, it's actually out of Los Angeles. It's
founded, oh, really?
Yeah. It's a company out of LA. But I will say, choice is always good kind of thing. And in the Latino world, soccer is religion, so
yeah. Yeah, man, I haven't watched a good soccer game in a while. It was fun watching it. It's a shame the U.S. lost, but watching that game, they didn't deserve to win. If they made it through this round, they probably would have lost the next one. They just didn't have the chops yet. I mean, we're still growing as a soccer country, so I'll give them that. They played hard, but the app did the job. So I thought it was pretty cool.
So we're out then. USA's out of the World Cup.
USA's out. Yep, they're out. So if you don't know which team to root for, just pick your favorite type of food that you like and root for that country. if you like eating Chinese, root for China.
Brazil,
if you like
eating the home country,
the Brazil nut, right? Is that?
Yeah, that's a good way to pick which team to root for if you don't know what to root for. Whatever, like your favorite type of food is Italian. Root for Italy.
There was one company running a TV advertisement about the World Cup, and where. I don't know, like there was a thunderstorm outside and everybody's in a bar watching the game or something happens and the TVs all turn off and this guy pulls out his tablet. He's like, oh, I'm still on either. I thought it was Verizon, but maybe not.
I don't remember what company it was.
And you watch all of the World Cup on that carrier's app.
Well, yeah. If you have a subscription to cable or DirecTV, I do believe you can use the ESPN app, but I do believe it requires you to log in with your carrier's credentials. So my Verizon Fios account.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right. Yep. And it was amazing. I could not get a seat at this bar. There was not one seat left. This World Cup is huge.
It's becoming more popular. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only a matter of time. So, the owner of the Manchester United, maybe one of the richest sports franchise in the world, also owns the St. Louis Rams, and he owns a NBA team. And supposedly he's going to be one of the first people who's going to do a really hard push to get real quote unquote soccer in the US launched.
I mean, it is launched. A lot of cities have teams, but it's just not that popular yet. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And we get no respect from any other country because our players aren't up to snuff.
They're not. It's a shame, but just a matter of time.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Well, for a couple of reasons. American football is becoming really sissified. Can't touch anybody, can't hit anybody, and there are too many massive injuries. Soccer is cheap. You need a ball and a net. You don't need a lot of stuff. And the reason I think it's going to take off in the youth is with baseball, for instance, you never know what time it's going to end. With soccer, you know. You start here, it should end about here.
Yeah. Well, there's something to it.
That's funny. You need a ball.
Yeah, so you need a ball.
A net.
There's a ball and a net. You don't need pads. Really. You don't need, you know, bat, helmets, none of that. You just need a ball.
They don't stop for television commercials enough to be in popular in America.
Oh, we'll
though.
Find a way to stop it, Eric.
Or
we'll,
oh, yeah.
Or we'll just cut
in the U.S., they'll stop.
Or we'll just cut away like we do on NASCAR or something else.
No, they'll stop. The ref will jump in and like jump on the ball or something. We'll do something stupid, crazy.
Ball cams. We'll have ball cams. And just roll around and get hit, you know, kicked by people's shoes. That would be neat. Cuts over to that every now and then. Because they got the in-track cams now on NASCAR where you're like actually embedded in the road and watch all the NASCARs drive over top of you.
Yeah, they got to have an in-ball cam soon. I mean, Google will probably come out with something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, that was a great show. I enjoyed everything, especially my app. That was my favorite part of the show. No, seriously, that was a good show. We each brought something, and we all contributed. I think we brought some good stuff. Hope everybody enjoyed it out there. We're going to be switching up the format a little bit. For this next month, we're going to be doing 3 shows a week instead of the usual 5. And we're going to see how that goes. We're just trying to find the sweet spot, guys. So let us know your feedback on that. We'd really appreciate what you think about if you prefer 1 show a week, 3 shows a week, or 5 shows a week, or more. You know, we could do 20 if we get enough demand. So let us know how it's going with that. And we'll see you guys in 2 days.